The problem of bullying is so top of mind these days, in part because of the new film Bully, and because there's a push for greater awareness and intervention. We think about kids and school, but what about work? Does bullying happen at the workplace? Yes, says expert and author Sandra Crowe, who's written I Didn't Sign Up for This, and she joins us now. Sandra, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And I guess your point is that young bullies grow up.
They do. And the reason they grow up to be big bullies, often, but not always, is because they get rewarded for that behavior. As soon as somebody gets what they think that they want or need, they will repeat that behavior and continue to do it.
I was really surprised. You said there's a recent study that revealed nearly half of all American workers report that they have been affected by, now they call them difficult people in the workplace, but they say they've been a target for bullying.
Yes, that actually breaks down to 1 in 7 people have either been bullied or felt some kind of indirect or direct threat at the workplace. But over half of the people said that they developed some kind of interaction with a difficult person. Now, let me just make this distinction for you. A difficult person is not necessarily a bully. A bully is one type of difficult person. I call that person an ape-like person, where they sort of act somewhat Neanderthal.
Okay, so what should we do about this, and how do we bring awareness?
So the most important question to ask is, what is it that rewards a bully's behavior? And for most people, the answer is some kind of passive acceptance of their behavior. So somebody says, you better get this report out to me next week, and you go, okay. They love that shaking in your boots, shaking in your pants kind of reaction. So one of the things you have to do to stand up to a bully is find the source of strength within yourself and speak from your strong self to the bully. When you do that, they basically feel like there's no cheese here, and they'll go somewhere else. They love to find more passive people they can boss around or suck off of so that they can feel more important. So you've got to get yourself within your strong self so that you don't become their victim.
You know, for a lot of people, that's hard.
It is hard, but everybody has it. And if you think of a time, you know, you can think of a time when you were, you know, say, felt strong in your own being. Reference that time. Bring up that time. Bring it forward. Bring it to the present and speak from that place. And speak from a place of indignance. I will not let this person boss me around.
Do you think that by addressing bullying in school and working towards prevention that we will see fewer bullies in the workplace?
Yes. I think we have to give kids the message while they're young that bullying is not okay. It's not acceptable. If you allow that behavior to continue, they will think it's okay and they will never stop doing it because they will always feel that it was an accepted or allowed behavior.
All right. Beating a Bully at Work, expert and author Sandra Crowe, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.